Glory and honor be to the Lord because of this day, time that once again the Lord has given us.
Fulemu ndule merero, sibite kwa mulungu, amene walolans, kutipatsa santhawi ngatimene.
Each and every moment in life has got its meaning.
Achiri chose, thawi zose, chimene chimachitika, kumakhala kufuna kwake kwa iye mwini.
There is no life that has come in this world without its meaning.
Palibetu moyo umeno mapeseka msikwa la pansi kumeno libeta ntawuzo kwa masopake.
And there is nothing that has happened in this world without its reason.
Tifo palibetu shimene shimachitika msikwa la pansi kwa ano shimene chilibeta ntawuzo kwa ye.
Everything the Lord has done to be in the way it has been. So that glory and honor be unto himself. For he deserved to be blessed and to be magnified. To us is just to bow and bless and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ.
Why is that unkungo kwada, ndukudalitsa, ndukupeleka ulemu kwa ye mwini?
Everything is to us to bless the Lord.
Chiri choose to kwa ipe, unkungo dalitsa kwa mungu kwa.
So we bless the Lord because of this week again that the Lord has given us. Because of the comfort of his word that is preached daily to our hungry souls. Each and every time we are comforted, our hunger has been fulfilled. Filled and our thirst has been filled with the water. That is the spiritual water, that is Christ Jesus revealed in the hearts of the lost
sinner.
Up to the extent that we can stand boldly and say, he is our shepherd, the Jehovah, we shall not want. And we shall not want. Because he lead us to the still waters. So we are comforted, we are nourished. The thirst has been quenched because of this Christ Jesus. No matter how bad or how big or how untakeable the situation is, the Lord is so faithful to accomplish it.
We'll
proceed from the book of Genesis that we have been in now from this 15 downwards to 22.
About to figure some of this, Iriri, Genesis chapter 8, Komatutiambila, verse 15, Pagana, verse 22.
Whereby last week we were there hearing that the Lord spoke to Noah.
Pamenetima, Pakutimulungu, Adalam Blandi Noah.
Where we were comforted that the Lord will never leave us orphans, he will talk to us.
He
always speaks. Our God speaks. Verse number 15. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, your sons and your sons' wives are with you. Sorry, verse number 15. Now the 16, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you.
Mo verse 15, Mulungu ndipo adanena kwa Noa kuti tuluka moni chingalawamo iwe ndi ana ako ndi mkazi wako ndi akazi ana ako pamodzi ndi iwe.
Number 17. Now the flood was bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.
Verse 17. Tulutsa pamodzi ndi iwe samoyo zonse zili ndi iwe, zanyama zonse zowuluka ndi zinyama ndi zokwawa zonse zakukwawa pa dziko lapansi, kuti ziswane pa dziko lapansi, zibalane, zichuluke pa dziko lapansi.
So Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, 19. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, were out of the ark.
Verse 18. Ndipo adatuluka Noa ndi ana ake, ndi mkazi wake, ndi akazi ana ake pamodzi naye. Verse 19. Zinyama zonse zokwawa zonse zowuluka zonse ndi zonse zokwawa za pa dziko lapansi monga mwa mitundu yawo zinatuluka mchingalawamo.
Verse number 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Verse number 20. Ndipo Noa adamanga guwa la nsembe la Yehova, natengapo nyama zodyedwa zonse ndi mbalame zosadyedwa zonse, napereka nsembe zopsereza pa guwapo.
And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma, then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
Verse 21. Ndipo Yehova anamva chonunkhira chakumukondweretsa, nati Yehova mtima mwache, sindidzatembereranso konse nthaka chifukwa cha munthu, pakuti lingaliro la mtima wa munthu lili loyipa kuyambira pa unyamata wache. Sindidzaphanso konse zinthu zonse za moyo monga momwe ndachitamo.
While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
Verse 22. Pakukhalabe masiku a dziko lapansi, nthawi ya kudzala ndi ya kukunkha, chisanu, mafundi, malimwe, kusakasa, usana ndi usiku, sinditaleka ayi.
May the good Lord bless the reading of his word.
Mulungu wabwino adalise mawu ake.
To him be all the glory and honor. As we have learned, verse number 15, that God spoke to Noah,
monga tawerenga uchokera mu verse 15 kuti Mulungu adalankhula ndi Noah.
I've got two things just to see how the Lord separates the two.
Pamene taonapo zinthu ziwiri zimene Mulungu amalekanitsira.
First of all, there is going out from the ark.
Choyambirira tikuona akuatulutsa mungalawa.
God is directing them to be out from the ark.
Mulungu akuwawuza kuti atuluke mchingalawa.
And the ark accommodated different people inside.
Ndipo ngalawa itulidasuka anthu osiyana siyana mkati mwake.
It accommodates evil and good animals.
Idasuka tunyama zoipa komanso nyama zabwino.
It accommodates dangerous animals like lions, leopards, hyenas, against the like innocent animals, the doves, chickens, cattle. They ark accommodate all these things.
Chingalawa chimene chidasuka kunyama zina zimene ndi zirombo monga mikango, akambuku, ndi zina zotero abisi, komanso tikuona nyama zina zabwino zosachimwa zinali momwemo monga kunda ndi zina zotero.
These dangerous animals didn't eat the other animals because of the grace that was among them.
Nyamatu zimene ndi zirombo zodya nyama zinzake koma sikungalawamo sizina chita chimenecho mkungalawamo kudali chisomo.
Because it was Christ who directed the people eating, as he is the door closing the ark. The same Christ overruled everything that was inside the ark.
Tikuona apa kuti onse analowa mchingalawamo, chingalawamo chidatsekedwa ndipo chilichonse amachitsogolera ndambuye Yesu.
So it was that Christ that protects each and everything from each other.
Ndambuye Yesu amene amateteza chilichonse chimene chidali pakati pa chinzake mngalawamo.
Again, there is another mysterious thing that I found during the time of correcting the animals into the ark.
Ndikuona chinthu china chamtengo apatali mmene sikutengedwa nyama zamitundumitundu kuti zilowe mchingalawamo.
Because there is animals different from each other according to their sizes.
Chifukwa tikuona tu nyama zamasaizi osiyana-siyana zonsezo zikutengeredwa mchingalawamo.
There is big animals like elephants, buffaloes, and rams, and there is small animals like ants, but each and everything were to be collected two by two.
Tikuona tu apa nyama zikulu-zikulu zinali momwemo monga njofu, mikango ndi zina zotero zinakhala mmene.
How did Noah manages to take these animals into the ark? Because there was no animal that was left outside. All the animals were collected into the ark. So how manageable Noah did in correcting these animals? Again, here we can see that it was God in control. It was God who was doing the work, because this work, kind of work, any man cannot manage to do it. Even building the ark that will accommodate many animals of different sizes, a man cannot manage to make it. So the design and whatever of itself, we see that it was God, and it is God who was doing the work.
Even
Because if you can imagine how big the elephant is, the buffalo is, the cows are, and all the animals are, how big was that ark? You can conclude in it that this is but God in action. It was God doing the work of correcting or building and doing whatever work. Because even in the wood that was worth it made for the ark, it was God who was directing, not just commanding Noah to take any kind of wood to build for the ark. Had it been that it was a self-mind of Noah, then Noah would have taken maybe Brugham, Chimerina, and any kind of tree, tondo, and used for the building of the ark. But the Lord, even the tree itself, the wood itself, was directed by God. This fully shows that, number one, it was God who was doing the work of building, and the ark itself was for the Lord, and anything of the ark, it was God himself in action. So because of this, that's why it manages to accommodate all sizes of animals, all people that were worthy to be protected, and everything. It was in that way to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So
that's why the Bible says Christ is the door. The ark itself was built and put the door to separate the outsiders from the insiders.
Yes, dear Paul.
So if the ark had the door, and the Bible says Christ is the door, it means the ark that Noah made was not man-made. It was the work of God. It was God in action. Because there is Christ inside it. There is Christ, the door there. So that Christ to let in and out those that are his and those that to themselves. So two things that I've seen here. After the Lord spoke to them on verse
15.
Verse number 16 says, Noah is to go out. You and your wife and your sons' wives with you. The first group to come out from the ark was Noah and his family. Don't forget that this ark accommodates many things. But God let Noah and the family to come out first. Why Noah was to be first out? It was because verse 1 of 8 chapter of Genesis says, God remembered Noah. So because Noah was remembered, God remembered him with the word too. He remembered Noah with the word too. Because he spoke to Noah. He taught Noah the direction. He taught Noah what to do. Noah, come out with your family. So this is the first group that come out from the ark. Let us see the second group of things that come out from the ark. Verse number 17. Bring out with you every living thing of offering that is with you, birds and cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.
Verse 17. Tulutsa pamodzi ndi iwe zamoyo zonse zili ndi iwe zanyama ndi zowuluka ndi zinyama ndi zokwawa zonse zakukwawa pa dziko lapansi kuti ziswane pa dziko lapansi zibalane zichuluke pa dziko lapansi.
So all the living things were to come out secondly after the first group is out. This was so because on verse 8 it starts first that God remembered Noah and every living thing second. And every living thing, all animals were remembered secondly. They followed it. The coming out of Noah. They followed, they remembered Noah first. Same with verse 18 and 19.
Yes.
Because verse 18, it shows that Noah went out with his sons and sons' wives and himself out.
Verse 18. Ndipo anatuluka Noa ndi ana ake ndi mkazi wake ndi akazi anake pamodzi naye.
Here fully shows that Noah went out according to the word of the Lord.
Ndipo tikushona apa chenicheni kuti Noa adatuluka chifukwa cha mawu a Mulungu.
And secondly, according to that was his verse 19. Whereby it shows that every animal, which means there was no animal that was left in the ark, because it says every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, went out of the ark, everything.
Verse 19. Zinyama zonse, zokwawa zonse, zowuluka zonse, ndi zonse
This is God in action. What is blessing my heart is that the Lord is not leaving anything outside without His consent. He is remembering even in the tiny, very small animal. Showing in the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord God. Fully showing the mightiness of our God. That we are serving the mighty God.
Yes.
That we are served by this mighty God. That there is no any other one mighty than God. He is very sovereign. He is more powerful. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Justifier. He is the Savior. He is everything of us. He is the Jehovah. He is our God. He is our Lord. Wow. We are comforted with the Lord. The hope created, hope given by Himself to us. Hopeless people found hope in the Lord. Sinful people found grace before the Lord. What Christ are we serving?
What did he eat? I mean, to
bloomers for night. He is the mighty king. That's why he is our
Lord.
That's why Apostle Paul says, who art thou, Lord?
Who art
thou, Lord? He saw that this one talking to him, he is the Lord. Is my comforter. Comforting the hungry soul. Comforting the thirsty soul. Comforting the lost sinner. Comforting the blind sinner. Had given the song to sing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That serving a wretched
sin.
Blind sin. Lost
far.
So, oh John. David Sadu Shandi Pulu Uta Wotaika Wabe Seta Wabu Who are Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. Soon after this, because God has remembered everything to be out, there was something now I had to do. What was the thing Noah that did? That is verse number
220.
And in this thing that Noah did, is what each and every saved sinner is to do. Not doing it as a work. No. Let us see. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Verse number 20. Ndipo Noa anamanga kuwala nsembe ya Yehova natengapo nyama zodyedwa zonse ndi mbalame zodyedwa zonse napereka nsembe zopsereza paguwapo.
I will look into two things here.
Apo ndikuona zinthu ziwiri.
The first thing,
chinthu choyambirira,
Noah had to build an altar for the Lord. Which means the altar was of the Lord. Secondly, had to offer the every clean animal and every clean bird and offered a burnt offering on the
altar.
Why Noah offered the burnt offering?
This is what Noah offered and said it.
He had to give thanks to God because of whatever the Lord has done. He never stopped, but he had to thank God because of what the Lord has done. Blessing the Lord because of the mighty wonders that the Lord has done to him. Praising him because of the salvation that Noah has
received.
Which means to us being saved by this grace, there is one thing that we are to do. It is just to give thanks to God and praise Him always. Thank God because of the salvation. Thank God because of the protection. Thank God because of the blessing. And thank God because of everything. Again, thank God because of the gift of God. We are to thank God. Thank God always. Amen.
Amen.
The second thing,
Church,
Noah offered the burnt offering to the Lord. This was the picture of what Christ will do. Why burnt offering? The animal was to put on the fire. Fire is to be kindled. And when the fire has been kindled, it should bake the animal, the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are burning the meat, the meat goes into stages. The first stage, it's like you have lost an eat worth to eat. Lost where to eat. But there is the second stage is to continue bearing
it.
Now, if you proceed from lost in it, into burning. And worse bait, the smell of itself differs again. The first stage of lost in the meat, the first stage of lost in the meat, first stage of lost in the meat. Yes, it brings a good smell to the nose of people. The smell that people can like to eat. But after proceeding in roasting, and start burning it,
and we are not we watch up.
The smell is changes. The eating right smell ends. And it brings another smell. The smell like charcoals now. The smell that nobody can like
it.
The smell that shows that the meat that has been burnt now is no longer a food. Now it's not a food. It's just a charcoal. Now that kind of smell, when it reaches the nose of God, God smells good aroma. It smells very good to the Lord. Very difficult to understand. Why was in this word? Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 10. It says, for it was pleased God to bruise Christ. Priest called for Christ to be bruised. The bruising was not good to people. Nobody can like bruising. But when God sees that Christ Jesus being bruised, it blesses God, it feels okay. Up to the extent of crucifying him. When he was on the cross, during the daylight, during the daylight, the sun was shining so heavily, on Christ Jesus. Like Christ is deserving the punishment. It was like he is deserving the punishment. The heavy sunshine on the body of Christ. The much bruising on his body during the day. Or whatever evil that has been done on his body during the day. All these things. It pleased God. At the end of this, it brought the sweet aroma to God. So it was that aroma that God smells to be good. Why God smells good? Because those that are his now have been rejected. Because those that are his has been saved. Those that are his has been justified. The process, the ABCDs has been done. Whatever work there was has been accomplished. That was the sweet aroma that pleases God. The sunshine, crucifixions, the beatings, the bruising, the whatever, blood, the sweet aroma at the end of the death of our Lord Christ Jesus and with his resurrection. The animal was to be on the altar and
burnt.
After burnt, that was like a bad smell to the nose of people, but it was a good smell to the Lord. And with that smell, that makes God to make a covenant again with the people. Oh, it was good for that burnt offering because it makes God come up with a covenant. It was good for Christ to die. Because after dying, there is a covenant that God is to covenantize with his people. And God commanded with the people through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the command that God commanded the people? What was the command? Number one, those that are his has completely
received.
Number two, nobody will be left out without being drawn to the Lord. This is the comfort. This is the comfort. God will never leave us alone. He will be with us always. He will direct us always. He will bless us always. He will draw those that are his to himself always. Blessed is the one God draws. Thank God for it pleased him to bless Christ. Because after the blessing, sweet aroma will be manufactured. After the burnt offering of
Noah,
the sweet aroma was manufactured. This, let us be comforted that it was good. It was worthy for Christ to die for us. Because after his death, there is a sweet aroma unto the Lord. What will be the sweet aroma? Those that are his has been redeemed. Has been saved, has been justified, has been reconciliated, has been blessed. With this, they sing a song. praise be to the Lord.
Ulemerero ite kwa Mulungu.
For you are worthy to be exalted.
Kwa iye unayenera kwesekedwa.
Your name is worthy.
Ndipo dzina lanu ndiroyenera.
Heavens to bow.
Kumwamba kuyenera kugwada.
The world, the earth bowing. Even underground, the earth should burn.
And
our Lord Jesus, He is the Lord. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for everything that you have done. For sure, the sweet aroma has been manufactured because of whatever you received. You was not worthy to be punished, but because of punishment you received it in your body, it makes me to be accepted by the Lord. Thank God because of everything. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and worship and praise. In Jesus' name, the crucified one, be glorified and be exalted. Amen.
Amen.